Item 15, operational update. Gail, I assume this is yours.
Yes, it is. So back in April, I provided the board with a formal update on office operations at Sisera due to the shelter in place order. And we've had some additional communication since then, but I thought it would be a good time to do a formal update to the board. Sisera does remain closed. Our physical office is closed to members at this time. For the last four monthly retiree payrolls, we have processed those as normal, as well as all of the affiliated activities around that relating to tax payments, retiree health deductions, and other items. We are continuing to receive member phone calls. On Mondays and Fridays, they can leave voicemail messages that are then returned. On Tuesday through Thursdays, we do have our phone lines open, so a member could call in and talk with a live person and answer any questions that they have. So Tuesday through Thursday, it's 9 to 2 with a half hour lunch. And then also, we have updated our website with the addition of two additional videos that members can look at. And one is on how to use the pension calculator that's on the website, as well as a video of the actual material that's covered in our retirement overview session. That's usually an in-person session, but we have virtualized it in this case. So they see the same exact slide deck as if they were in person. And there is a counselor that's doing a verbal communication and walking through the slides, which is it's just another way to help serve members during this time. We are continuing to accept retirement applications and process our mail and electronic mail, and processing the employer payroll information and contribution payments. We're continuing to make vendor payments. Retirement appointments at this time are being held on an audio basis through the telephone. And as you're aware, the investment program is currently being handled by Tim Price and his team. They have quite a bit of contact with our outside managers, and there's been a lot of cash management and coordination of investment efforts over the last few months. So I just wanted to give a brief update, a summary to the board on some of the activities that we have had going on over the last few months, or I guess 4 months almost now.
Gail, I have
questions
a question.
Questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a question about whether or not you could give us some sort of an idea of the temperature of the phone calls, the 1,800 calls. Are the callers basically satisfied with the service they're getting? Are they positive, overwhelmingly positive, or overwhelmingly negative? I guess I'm kind of hoping that you folks are going to be getting credit from these 1,800 people for the information that you're providing and the effort that you're going through to do it.
Yeah, so I can't comment on every one of the 1,800 calls that we've received. There's also been quite a few of inquiries received in our info@sisera.org mailbox as well, so folks can also email questions or comments. But as far as the calls go, I think that there is a sense from some members that they are appreciative that they are able, you know, to have to call in and talk to an actual person. And I think that there are some that are understanding of our situation and why, you know, our doors are currently closed to members. And I think that there's a number of items that we've actually seen retirement applications. There's a decline for this year. If we look at this year versus last year, there is definitely a decline in the applications that we're processing for this year. I'm not sure exactly what, you know, we could all speculate on why that is. But the phone calls themselves, I have not, you know, seen a lot of negative type ones or anything like that. I think it's really about members really wanting information, or I need to do X, Y, and Z. How can I accomplish that? Or I need to turn in a form. How can I get that to you? Can I talk with my counselor? Can I set up a time? You know, some of those are some of the things that we're getting through our phone lines. And we were able to set up a virtual call center so that we don't have to currently have staff in the office answering phones. That does happen at sometimes, but yeah.
Could I also ask the board members that have more regular contact with individuals what kind of feedback they're getting with regard to Sisera's responsiveness?
Hey, Jerry, I had to take care of some personal business this way with the counselor, and it worked out great. I mean, she's real responsive. If I called, we were able to do everything between the phones. We could get online and email them to her. So it worked out real good. I'm not hearing no complaints from any members, too, that I talked to. The recent retirees I know were all happy with how it worked.
That's great to hear. Do other board members have a different sense of the responsiveness or some alternate theory?
No, I've heard from a few members, and they've been very satisfied with the responsiveness. And I had two members this week also compliment the the retirement 101, for lack of a better term, video that's on the website. They thought the presentation was great and the information really informative. And, kudos. Was it Brianna who did that, Gail?
Yeah, that was Bri.
So kudos to her. And, that's the feedback I'm hearing.
And I watched that video also, and I thought it was well done.
I watched it too. I thought it was good.
Good. Thank you. I did also want to mention, Todd touched on it at the beginning of the meeting, but there was a recent passing of a longtime Sisera employee, Sharina Cole. She had been with Sisera for 21 years. It was 21 years the whole time at Sisera. She didn't work at another county department and then transfer over or anything. And so, that's a big loss for us. And she worked in our member services department. And so we've had some group grief counseling sessions that we've been able to coordinate with our EAP provider, our employee assistance program provider, which has been a good thing, I think, for staff to be able to give them that outlet. We're in challenging times. And then when something like that happens and it was very sudden, we're asking a lot of our folks right now. And I'm very, very appreciative of how they've all really stepped up and done what's best for, members and the plan. And so I just wanted, I mentioned a number of different activities that we've been doing, and, there's lots of other ones that this is just barely a summary. And just working in the environment that we're in, and then also, struggling to deal with the loss of someone that was really close to Sisera. Kudos to everyone at Sisera.
I think there's so many people out there that don't necessarily realize what's going on behind the scenes in all these lives. And I think the board will probably support my suggestion that we later on adjourn in Sharina Cole's memory.
There's already a level of apprehension amongst folks, just with the coronavirus going around, and am I at risk and so forth, and the tension is pretty thick. And then when you have a long-term coworker fall like that, for whatever reason, it just kind of heightens the anxiety. So I was really impressed that the management team put together the counseling and so forth, addressed it in a proactive way. So I just wanted to say thank you for taking care of this in that manner, and just makes me feel that much better about how Sisera works and looks after its people.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Any other comments or questions for Gail on this item?
One last comment on it is that, we have been working on a reopening plan, But I will say that with the recent additional cases that there have been and the recent spike in hospitalizations as well, you know, it's something that we're definitely following the guidance of local, state, and local and state and CDC guidelines on how to open the office and when and some of those things. So we're still working through that. I don't have any plans on bringing anyone back additionally in July. Definitely not. But we are planning for that eventuality at some point. So thank you.
Thank you, Gail. One last, is there any questions or comments? Okay, thanks, Gail.